And we're joined now by Doug Quinn and Jody Shorter from The Journey Home. Welcome in this morning. Glad to have both of you here.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
And so a lot of exciting news coming pretty soon here. Let's go ahead and talk about that. I'll let you announce it. I don't want to give away anything. This is your moment. Big news coming for town.
Yes. We have, for those who don't know, The Journey Home is a house here in town that is ran on donations. We have folks that here in town that have been very generous and helped us to be able to provide this service for our community. We have been in business now, I think, Doug, what, four
About
years?
4 years now.
And to provide a place for someone to go who is actively dying and needs a caregiver. So this has been something that has been needed in the Bartlesville area for a number of years. And so we were very fortunate, I think, to have such wonderful community support these past 4 years in order to provide this type of service. We have been renting a little house up until now. It's three bedrooms, but one bathroom. And so between the staff and the families and and the guests that are there, you know, it's sharing the same restroom, which is a little tight.
Yeah.
So we've had the opportunity to look at, and we have felt the community support as well to look at other facilities that might be more accommodating for us.
Right.
And recently, the old Kaiser Farmhouse, which is on Highway 75, just north of Bartlesville, has come up for sale. Now, we don't have the money to purchase the house yet, but we do have the ability to lease it at this point. So that's what we're planning, is to lease this Kaiser house with the opportunity, hopefully, that we can raise money to purchase, and then it would be our own. So we're very excited about that.
We've served over 350 guests since we've been open, and we're just operating at capacity, and it's really sad when people come and need a place and we say there's no room in the inn. So
absolutely,
you know, we're at 98% to 100% capacity, and the community's asked us to find something else, something bigger, and we're excited about the Kaiser Farmhouse. We hope that we can get into it shortly after the first of the year. You know, it takes time to turn a house into a home, and we have some things that we want to change in there before we move in and so forth.
And so for The Journey Home, is it fair to say you're kind of like a hospice, or are you more?
Well, the house itself is not a hospice. It is, we are caregivers. So we give care to someone who is in an end stage of a disease process that needs that additional help. Maybe they have family, but family work and can't stay with that person. So that's the service that we provide, is just the caregiving. That's the helping them to the bathroom, helping with a bath, helping food, repositioning, just companionship at the bedside a lot of times. So a hospice also has to be involved in order to be in the Journey Home. So the hospice, whichever hospice, and the Journey Home is open to the hospices in our community, the hospice provides the medical management of someone who's in an end-stage disease process. But the house provides the care, just the hands-on, the touch, the companionship, the support, just that good feeling that you're amongst friends, or you don't have to worry about asking someone to help you, or if you don't have insurance or money in the bank and you can't afford to hire someone to care for you, then the Journey Home is a place that, there's no questions asked. You can you can be there, and we don't charge anyone to be in the home. Again, it's all ran on donations. So, you know, what a beautiful expression of God's love to be able to give to our community this type of support. I think it's very valuable to our community, and much needed.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because you kind of mentioned that because it's ran on donations, anybody can come in. I wanted to ask, kind of, are there requirements to be in there, to be, I guess, accepted or admitted into the Journey Home? And I think you kind of touched on that.
Right. You have to be on a hospice. It needs to be in stage, but, you know, how do you judge that? It's hard to judge. I think for most people, what they do is, you know, when it gets to a point in their disease process that they require help to get up out of bed, or up to the restroom, or help with getting dressed, or help with a meal, then those are times that might be appropriate to consider moving into the Journey Home.
Yeah, you know, as the disease progresses, you know, whether it's cancer or heart disease or COPD or something, it never gets easier for the caregiver. And, I've seen instances where the caregiver died before the patient died. And it's really sad. And these people, a lot of times when they come in, they're mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted, you know. And so we can take all that burden off of them and take care of them 24 hours a day at no charge.
I think that's an amazing thing. I think it's a scary time, I think, in a lot of people's lives when you're getting kind of close to that, and especially with sickness involved, with mm-hmm. with age, I think sometimes a little less, maybe, but with sickness, you never know anything. And I think it's a great thing the Journey Home can do to ease, I guess, mm-hmm. some of those frightful emotions.
Absolutely.
Ben, let me tell you a little bit more about the house.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're so excited about that. It was built around 1910. It's one of the most historic locations and homes in this area. Belonged to the Kaisers for years and years, and there's a lot of stories about that. A lot of people went up and picked free turnips and bought straw and so forth. It's just a beautiful setting. It's about 3,000 square feet home. We're getting an acre and a half. Back behind the house, there's a place that was an orchard, and we're going to make a memory garden back there. And there are just a lot of things that we want to do once we can raise the money.
And you mentioned earlier 350 guests in the current building that you're in. When you move and everything is relocated to the Kaiser Farm, how many guests are we looking at potentially?
We've served 350 since mm-hmm. we opened.
Okay.
Over 350. We would be looking initially at having 4 bedrooms, and then hopefully once we get our capital campaign going and get some money in, we'll expand to 6 bedrooms, but we have the capacity to do that. We want to put in an elevator, we want to put in more parking, we want to put in the memory garden, there's just a lot of things that we can do with that house that we mm-hmm. think will really make it a home.
And that's, I think, the important feature that we're looking for, is that we want that home feel. You know, this isn't a big facility. It's not designed to take the place of a nursing home. It's designed specifically for end of life. And so, you know, that type of care, I think, requires maybe a different kind of approach. It's not just for elderly people. It's for someone who's actively dying. And so, you know, to keep it small, and very personal is our goal. You know, we don't want a big multi-bed facility. Right. We want to keep it where it is very, very comforting, very home-like, very personal, very one-on-one.
And with that being said, and you made a good point that it's not just necessarily old people, it's people from all ages. They're
absolutely
kind of in that stage of their life. I have to imagine there's a lot of work that goes into it to make it feel like home for all these different people. Mm-hmm. And this new facility, I assume, will hopefully help you do that.
Yes. We have staff that we actually pay. We have paid staff, so though we run on donations, we have the ability to hire our staff that's there, and we train our staff that's there. We also have volunteers, and we're always looking for volunteers. You know, giving can be, by a lot of different ways, and sometimes giving your time is a very important thing as well. And so, you know, we're always asking people if they, have a desire to volunteer at our house. You know, we'd welcome volunteers at any time.
We have people that come in, Ben, and bring meals. We have a wants list, like we may need bottled water or something like that, or some things for the kitchen. And there's always people around that want to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so grateful for that. And in that regard, I want to thank you, Ben, and the Potter family and the great team here at the radio station for all that you do, not only for us, but for all of the organizations in Bartlesville. It's just wonderful to have this opportunity and for the opportunity that the others have.
Well, I definitely speak for me and hopefully everyone else that I'm absolutely thankful that I'm able to. You mentioned donations. Is there a way people can still donate? I assume that you always need donations.
We always need donations, yes. And Doug, you probably can share better than I am.
Yeah, our address, Ben, is presently 3406 Kentucky Street, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74003. And we appreciate all that everybody gives to us and so forth. Another reason that we're also relocating is the fact that the property that we're in now is for sale. And it's a part of a bigger parcel of real estate that's for sale. So we feel an urgency to relocate.
Right.
The Journey Home, Doug Quinn, Jody Shorter in this morning. And you just mentioned it's for sale. Want to ask real quick before we're wrapping up things here, what is the timeline right now looking at when possibly all this is going to happen moving into the Kaiser Farmhouse?
Well, I think our lease, we'll complete the lease agreement the end of this month. Hopefully, we'll be able to start moving into the new property
in
January.
We've got some changes to make and some adjustments to make and some things that we want to do, to make a house into a home. And so it'll be sometime in the first quarter.
Yes, and there'll be more information regarding our capital campaign as far as, raising the money for us to be able to purchase this house. That would be our ultimate goal, is if we could purchase this and then it would be ours. So hopefully that will be happening all of 2018. Mm-hmm. I think we'll really focus on that during 2018. We do have a Facebook page, so people can like us on Facebook. We had a
web page. Yeah,
we still
have that also.
Okay. So there are ways on the internet that you can look at where we are and where we've been and kind of how we have been here in the community and helped those families throughout town. And it's been a great thing. There are a lot of testimonies and things on there.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited. All this change and good change is coming. It's December. You said all this is going to happen in January,
right.
So it's December, so I'm sure you're
both
busy. Yeah. We really appreciate your time this morning, and thank you all for coming in.
Oh,
thank you, Ben. We appreciate it so much.